This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We got Bruce. Bruce is back. Bruce, sorry we lost you there, buddy.
No problem, guys. Where are we going today? White Sox, Cubs?
Well, I saw you at the Sox intro. I saw you talking to or observing and taking in everything that Chris Getz had to say. We kind of joked about it this morning because he said we're going to be, going to win more games. And you're kind of like, well, I mean, what would happen if they didn't? Like, how could you not? You know, I mean, I'm not being mean. I'm just saying, you know, Will Venable, if he's even competent, would win more games, right? And it I know it's all about player procurement, and they brought in Michael A. Taylor yesterday, but you just can't help but wonder, like, what would it look like if they didn't? Like, that was, I thought last year was the aberration. I thought that was the thing that could never happen.
Well, you know, the pitching is not very projectable, you know, after Cannon and Perez, and they were the worst offensive team in baseball last year.
Right.
So where, I mean, tell me the projected improvements on each player. Okay, who's going to be better? Robert should be better.
Yep.
Vaughn
has to be better. More
than, no, I mean, you can't predict more than the pretty mediocre, you know, 105, 110, OPS plus guy. And then you know, Benintendi really came on strong. Nobody noticed in the second half yet last year. So you're hoping that's the case, but I don't think, you know, you can make great projections and predictions on any of their players. So therefore, you can't, you know, I think Getz has been careful to go ahead and not make projections about wins because he doesn't know. We don't know. They should be a more entertaining team to watch, I think, because they have more of their own products growing toward the major leagues, but predicting 95 losses, 105, 110, I don't think any of us is smart enough to do that.
Bruce, I want to talk about Alex Bregman. I want to know if Harold Reynolds, who we just played from the MLB Network, said his sources are telling him that Bregman wants to play for the Cubs. We hear other reports that that's the way he's leaning. I want to know, do you know, what's the holdup? What's going on here? How likely is it that Bregman and the Cubs will come to an agreement?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say, and I'm going to start with myself, that the reporting on this has been bad, okay? Because there's only one source. That source is, you know, coming out of whatever Scott Boras is allowing to go out there, right? So the generality of the information is just that. I mean, you know, Ken Rosenthal's report yesterday that, yeah, the Cubs would like him. He'd like to play for the Cubs. They would be World Series contenders if they get them. You know, with all due respect, you know, there's not much there, okay? And it's the same for me and everybody else. We're not doing a great job on this because there's not a lot of information out there. I will say this. The Cubs have had a deal on the table. It's not 6 years, right? So with that knowledge that they've made offers out there, but it's not 6 years. The one thing they have to look at is Jed Hoyer's situation. He has 1 year left, and that Tom Ricketts has to be deeply involved, not just for the money, but for the commitment, because Hoyer is only committed for a year. So Mr. Ricketts and his family and the organization have to go, well, if Mr. Hoyer isn't here, are we committed to 4 or 5 more years of Alex Bregman? So it's a much deeper conversation for ownership on a free agent player than normally takes place.
Bruce, Bob Nightingale reported, I think over the weekend, that there wasn't a 6-year deal out there. That the two deals he had been offered by the Red Sox and the Tigers were 4-year deals, and the Cubs haven't gotten over 3. But of course, all the opt outs and all that would be the appeal of it.
Right. Look, Bob's a great reporter. I'm sure it's accurate. From my reporting, I don't think the Cubs, the information I have, the Cubs haven't gotten to 5 or 6. But, again, to get this player, you have one of the great agents in the history of the game, putting out the information as to what it could be. And then you, as the Cubs, Tigers, Red Sox, have to guess what's real and how far you will go. It's a game of chicken. Usually Scott Boras wins. He doesn't always. And Pete Alonso, he certainly didn't win on that
one. He doesn't always win, Bruce. He hasn't won a lot lately. He got the big contract with Soto, but he hasn't won a lot of these stare downs.
Here's where he wins. The AAV. The AAV,
right, like
is where he wins.
Bellinger, you would consider that a win, even though it wasn't, right?
And he got $28.5 million last year as part of the AAV. He's going to have to get more for his player to save face. That's just the way it's going to be, all right? So there has to be a 3 to start, for this contract, whether it's 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 6. Because that's always important to the agent. It's important to the player. He doesn't take less than the player got last year. So it's a tough situation. Again, I reported initially of the Cubs' interest a month ago. It was January 14th. And there really hasn't been much as far as where the movement is, other than the fact that, as Bob Nightingale's reporting, he doesn't believe there's a 6-year deal on the table. The Astros don't look like a big part of it. Toronto has talked like they're not a part of it. So it can be the 3 teams. But again, I don't think we know anything, because I don't think the agents and the teams know anything about where this guy is going at this moment.
The reason people continue to talk about it, though, Bruce, is because of the caliber of the player. Do you think that Alex Bregman can have the effect on the Cubs that Matt Chapman had on the Giants last year?
He's going to make them better, okay? I will tell you that. Even if he has a mediocre year, he's going to make them better. He's going to make the team better. He's an outstanding, won his first Gold Glove last year, outstanding base runner, a terrific teammate, a winner, obviously. And the problem for the Cubs, almost more than anyone else, you lose a second-round pick, a fifth-round pick, and $1 million in international money.
Wow.
So you have to be really sure that this player is going to be help you try to win a World Series the next 2 years. I don't think you look at him as getting to the playoffs. I think right now the consensus is that the Cubs are a playoff caliber team. I think, does he make you a World Series team? And again, this is a league with the Dodgers and the Mets and the Phillies. It's a very tough National League. So does he make you a World Series contender? I think that's what you have to ask yourself as you look toward a fifth and sixth year on the contract.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bruce, I'm curious, the White Sox signing of Michael A. Taylor, does that mean they're kind of an inevitable trade of Louis Robert Jr.? Does it mean that Andrew Benintendi moves to DH? What? How do you read it?
I think it's an inevitable situation, as you put it. Is it now? Do they get the most for him now, or do they get him? Does somebody get him in July when he's proved that he's back to being Luis Robert? And will White Sox fans say, if he's on pace for 35 home runs and 100 RBI, why are you trading him? He's the key to your future. I mean, will that be the rhetoric we hear as we move toward the deadline? And you know you have another couple years after this year left with Robert at your option for $20 million a year for 2026 and 27, will the rhetoric be, why aren't you keeping him? It's only $20 million for a star player. So it could be a very interesting story. My guess is he gets traded by the deadline. And if he has a good year, the only situation for the White Sox is if he's bad and he gets off to a bad start, then you're not looking at getting hardly anything at all for a player that you really don't want after this season.
Great stuff, Bruce. Thanks.
Thanks, Bruce.
Guys, have a great day.
Hang in there.
That's our guy, Bruce Levine. Always fun to talk to him.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a
DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.